Senator Al Simpson. America can put a man on the moon, but most of our citizens still struggle with geography right here on Earth. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, vivid events happen around the world every day that have a direct bearing on the way we live. As we speak, hundreds of thousands of American troops are deployed in Saudi Arabia. Yet during a recent Gallup survey, 75% of Americans asked couldn't even locate the Persian Gulf on a map. Ted, America is totally flunking geography. Tests given nationwide to high school seniors pathetically show that one student in four couldn't find the Pacific Ocean, and that one in seven didn't even know where the United States was on the map. Ted, if people don't even know where they are, how can they make any intelligent choices about where they want their lives to go, let alone the world's course? You are the chairman of the Senate committee that oversees education. Why hasn't your crew tackled this serious problem? Too much drudgery and not enough cameras?
Al, if you'd stop making snide comments and start doing your homework, you'd find Democrats have been taking the lead on education reform, including geography. No one's been more effective than Senator Bill Bradley of New Jersey. Many schools are putting geography back in their curriculums. It practically disappeared as a separate subject after World War II. It was blended into social studies and other disciplines. Teachers stopped teaching it and pupils stopped learning it. Now geography is making a comeback because of its obvious importance in educating the next generation and helping us deal with our interdependent world. What we don't know can hurt us. Our lack of understanding of other countries starts with ignorance of geography. We don't know where they are, let alone who they are or what they're doing. Too often events take us by surprise. People who couldn't locate the Persian Gulf 6 months ago, Al, sure know where it is today. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Civil Rights Yes, Quotas No. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.